These are your what?
Shoulders.
Okay. A man, when he buys a coat, has to be measured across here for his what measurement?
Chest.
Okay.
Chest measurement.
And
through his shoulders, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the thing that you put your shoes on in the morning? You put
on your feet.
Okay. And one of these would be your what?
Foot.
Okay. This part of your leg is what?
That's called your shin.
Okay. And have you ever heard anybody talk about haunches referring to a human? Up here where most people call your thigh, has anybody ever heard anybody talk about haunches
yes.
or hunkers or anything
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I've heard people talk about it and say things about it.
Have you ever, when men squat down in a circle and talking or something, have you ever heard them talk about hunkering down?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. I've heard that. Lord, I can't bend my knees to kneel down or nothing.
Well, I used to be able to do that, but I can't anymore because I got my leg crushed in that car wreck.
Well, I'll declare.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter, she has a birthday today. She's 52 years old, and she had a car wreck and cut two of her fingers off on that hand.
Was that around here, too?
And no, she was on the road from Dalton, Georgia to...
Yeah.
Chattanooga,
yeah.
Tennessee when they had the wreck.
That's that old Highway 41.
Oh, yeah.
Old
yeah, I know it.
Even now, they made a big super highway out of it and they still have wrecks.
Yeah. Well, she was working at the chenille plant in Dalton, Georgia, and they was up Chattanooga that night and had the wreck. And she had 90-something stitches in her face and head.
Yeah, those old trucks use that highway all the time.
Yeah, I
think they call
it
a lot of wrecks.
And you know, it just scares me to death to meet one of those big old trucks. I just think I'd have a fit.
Well, they go so fast.
I
just don't know how they can do it. What about when somebody doesn't look very, very good, if they look like they might be a little bit sick? Have you ever heard anybody use the term peaked or...
Yeah.
That you look
a little peaked.
Okay.
A little peaked or...
What about a person who gets around real well and who's strong and husky? Would you ever call this person stout? Or would stout mean that he was heavy set?
Agile and stout, too.
Okay.
They both go together.
Okay, a person who laughs all the time and plays jokes and everything, you say, well, he sure is...
Jovial.
Okay.
That's what people usually say.
What about, have you ever heard them use a term like good-natured or anything?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Person who drops things all the time and who stumbles and runs into things, you say, he certainly is...
Clumsy.
Okay. A person who just really doesn't have good sense, what would you call him?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
They said you'd call them senile, I guess.
Well, a lot of times they call them a fool or a leatherhead or something
like that. Yeah, I don't know. They use some kind of expression for it.
What about a person who just won't spend a penny if he can help it? You say he sure is a...
Stingy thing.
Okay.
Some people call him tightwad.
Yeah, yeah. What about a person... is the word common ever used in a complimentary sense? Would you say, if somebody said you were common, would you consider that a compliment?
I don't know
whether that's used much in the
South or not. I don't either. I don't remember I don't believe I've ever heard anybody use that word. Well, I guess I have, but I don't remember.
All right. The opposite of careful is what? Care. You say don't be so something with a
careless.
Okay.
Careless.